Next is a letter to Dr. Vandervoort regarding patient Roy R.O.Y., last name Kane, K-A-N-E. Date of birth is 10/27/1916. Dear Dr. Vandervoort, had the pleasure of seeing patient Roy Kane in the office on 1/22/2013. Per as you recall, the 96-year-old Caucasian male and his esteemed on myself in the office on 3/5/1999 for evaluation of rapid heartbeat. Per patient with a noted history of symptomatic bradycardia, status postpartum pacemaker implantation. Per he related rapid heartbeat with lightheadedness in this period. Pacemaker showed pacemaker interrogation showed normal pacemaker function. Period. In similar case follow-up with last follow-up on 7/24/2012. Period. Ultimately, he did undergo generator replacement when his device reached elective replacement interval. Period. He presents safe for follow-up as well as device interrogation. Period. He is doing well. Period. He denies any chest discomfort per se, shortness of breath at rest, nausea, vomit, diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitations, syncope, near syncope, without a PND, or exertional dyspnea. Pre-Berghoff on physical exam, vitals as follows. Heart rate, 60, respiratory to 14, blood pressure 112 over 60, weight is 136 pounds, height is 5'8", period. HENT is unremarkable, there's no cavity or crabbers noted, period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm, with a 2 over 6 systolic murmur, period. No S3 or S4 noted, period. PMI is non-displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period. Extreme form dry, without cyanosis, pallor, edema, period. Pulse were intact, times 4 extremities, period. Paragraph. Impression 1, status post pacemaker, secondary symptomatic bradycardia. Number 2, diabetes mellitus. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Pre-paragraph, recommendation 1, patient to continue coronary records improving in my case. Patient number 2, have a pacemaker interrogation stay scheduled. Next number, patient follow-up in 6 months or prior is needed. Next number, repeat pacemaker interrogation in July 2013. Pre-paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to first take care of this patient question concerns. Please not hesitate to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, DL.